Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, if you do want to join us with a comment, our number is 504-260-1870. That is our text, 504-260-1870. How has the COVID-19 epidemic, pandemic, how has this affected your relationship? Have there been any positive things that have come from this? Because there seems to be some information that people are even meaner and more hateful in divorce during this time, and that also there's an uptick in divorce. So if you spend a lot of time together, is that what's resulting here? I mean, is anybody getting divorced? Anybody listening get divorced during this time? Anybody know anybody who got divorced or is getting divorced as a result of this? All right, love to talk to you. Number's 504-260-1870. And from Covington, Nathan, thank you for hanging on. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, I just want to make a comment about this whole Karen thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for me being from Covington, 23 years old, you know, of course I'm all caught up in the old social media thing.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say caught up, but I mean, I vet what I see, I'm all on my own beliefs, whatnot. But so this whole Karen thing, I wouldn't say it would be a stereotypical middle-aged white woman at all. I would say it's more of a comedic factor, or but it's more of like something funny because
Would you say it's more of a caricature than it is a criticism?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's not a criticism at all. It's like everybody says. You always have your bad actors. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
You have your bad actors. You have the people that they go above and beyond for zero reason. And it just so happens that, I mean, nowadays you have to video everything because somebody wants to, you know, charge you with something, I mean, you have that video proof of it, which is sad.
It's interesting, Nathan, that apparently Karen, and you know, that's the way I took it. I mean, if you're a middle-aged white female and it doesn't apply to you, well, don't take it personally. It seemed like it was just kind of a caricature. It seems like this has come up recently, but apparently it's been around for a long time. But I've only started to see it the last couple of weeks here with some text messages to the show.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, I totally agree. And I've just been seeing a lot of it on social media and stuff. And I think more of the videos that I see, it's more like, I mean, it's just too funny. Like, okay, somebody yells at you, you fall down. Oh, you call the cops. So now that I've assaulted you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I get it.
It gets to a point where it's too much.
Yeah.
Say it again?
No, I was just going to ask you if you're in a relationship.
I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you this relationship started before the pandemic. So this pandemic hasn't really affected your relationship.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm only between my house and her house right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're also going 5 years strong. And
cool.
Hopefully, yeah. So,
Nathan, what about among your peers? I mean, you're a Zoomer, right? Gen Z.
I've used it a couple of times. I graduated college in December.
Yeah.
So it's not I didn't have to really take classes, doing all that and talking about talking through all that. But I did have a lot of friends that did it, and but through my peers, I mean, it's left and right, honestly. There's no middle ground. It's if I don't agree with you, then just unfollow me or block me, or it's sad.
Yeah, it is. Are you registered to vote?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay, and you do vote?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, now all these people who are protesting, the protesting is one thing, but you know, the big action is taken at the polls when you actually go vote. And you know, so many young people don't take the time to vote that it's kind of discouraging to think that they have all this energy to protest, but can't go vote. And it takes more effort to go protest than it does to actually vote.
Exactly. And like I just heard you before you answered my call, I heard you talking on the radio about the voting whole thing. And really, I mean, if everybody listening that's my age or even older that's not registered to vote, I mean, everybody needs to get out and vote. If you want to make a change, you have to go vote. A protest, I mean, that's your right to do it. I mean, keep doing it as long as it's peaceful protest. But if you want to really make a change, you got to get out to the polls.
Do you and your girlfriend agree on politics?
I'd say probably about 90%.
Yeah, that's cool.
But then we can also talk about it cordially, and she'll listen to me, and I'll listen to her, and I respect that. I'm always willing to listen to the other side, and that's just who I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nathan, I appreciate that, and good luck with your relationship, and thanks for calling the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you want to join us, 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. Here's the text. Missed the results, A or B. Okay, song A was the Bay City Rollers from 1976. And song B was Dusty Springfield from 1963. I Only Want to Be With You. And the cover beat the original, Dusty Springfield. Song B was the winner here. Let's go to Gentilly and Glenn. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Glenn.
Hello, Scoot.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I'd offer a different view on this Karen issue.
Okay.
And I'm just going to allude to the song by Cake. Short skirt, long jacket.
Wait. What's the song?
A girl in complimentary fashion that changes her name from Kitty to Karen. She trades in her MG for a Chrysler LeBaron.
Okay, interesting. What's the name of the song by Cake?
Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Cake. Short
B-A-K-E.
Skirt. Oh, yeah, I know. I know the band Cake. All right, Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Long Jacket.
Okay.
And they describe this ideal person in the song, and it's very complimentary toward Karen. I don't know. They don't identify any demographics or anything, but the characteristics sure are stellar.
Yeah. All right. Glenn, thanks for that. You know, Ian, are you on the song? Are you on the song by Cake? All right. Ian Hoke is looking that up right now, so we're going to play that going into the break. Song by Cake apparently refers to. Thanks, Glenn. Apparently, the song refers to somebody named Karen. I've got a text here that says I missed the entire Karen thing. Well, the last couple of weeks, I've noticed reference to Karen. And the texts are like, you know, oh, that caller was just a Karen, and I really didn't know what that meant until earlier today before the show, and I looked into it and. Karen is, as Nathan just pointed out, it's really more of a caricature of a person than it is a derogatory comment about a person. And loosely defined, Karen is a middle-aged white female who projects a sense of entitlement in society. And Ian really had a much better definition of that. It's basically about somebody who would, first of all, they would create a problem, and then they would play the victim, and they would be the one that would, I want to talk to the manager, and then they would ultimately want to call the police. So, yeah, so that was just, it's interesting that this is just a story. And, you know, look, if you're not a Karen, don't take it personally. And as Nathan said, it's more of a caricature than it is a criticism. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, 504, do we have a song ready to go? Okay. 504-260-1870. That's if you want to call the show or text the show. And here's the song by Cake that refers to somebody becoming a Karen, short skirt, long jacket. Here it is as we go to break. I'm Scoot on WWL. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday, July the 7th, 2020. I want to just take a moment, excuse me, to acknowledge senior studio producer Ian Hoke. You know, we had a caller just a moment ago talk about this song by the band Cake, Short Skirt, Long Jacket. And it refers to somebody changing their name, I think, from Kitty to Karen and trading in her MG for what, a Chrysler or Baron or something like that. And only people in this business, only people who have been in this business understand how difficult it was to do what Ian just did. Find the song and cue it up to that point, go into the break, giving me 15 seconds of time leading up to the point where we wanted to hit the lyrics. And so I give Ian a lot of credit for that. He does a great, great job. And only people who are in radio or who have been in radio understand how miraculous that is. And he does that quite often. So, Ian, thank you. From Metairie, Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, a couple of things. But sure. First, I wanted to – you had a caller on earlier talking about the Essence Festival, and I was shocked to hear you say – that you live down in New Orleans and you see all kinds of restaurants open and all kinds of waiters and waitresses working. Well, every year without fail, you set your clock by it, there's a complaint that the local restaurants want to close during that week, and they suggested some kind of made-up excuse, but they don't want to do it because the black tourists or whatever do not tip well. I happen to know that for a fact. I've had a lot of family members that have worked at restaurants through the years, and the tips just aren't there. Therefore, they do not want to work. That is a fact. And I was just shocked to hear you act like you were oblivious to that fact. You've lived here longer than I have, and that's just a fact that's out there. So I wonder which one is true. Is it true?
Well, it's true what I say. I mean, I wasn't being oblivious to that. There are a few places that close, but the places that close are few. They're not that bad.
Okay, that's great. No, that's a great piece of data. But why does it make the news, the 5 o'clock news, every single year? NOLA.com, every single year. It's plastered all over the news. So if it's the few restaurants, quote unquote, that are closed, why is it plastered all over the media? And why does Essence want to file suit against local restaurants?
Because it's a good story.
Exactly. Bingo.
So what you're saying is, the news sensationalizes stories. And I can tell you for a fact that there are a few places that close, but just about everything is really open. I mean, a couple of gentlemen's clubs have known to close, but most of the stuff is open.
I think that's perfect that you said that. I think you could broaden that out to a lot of things that are happening in today's society. It's a good story. But moving
of
on
course.
To the real reason I called.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Yep. Moving on to the real reason I called, and not to get too deep in the weeds here, but you seem to really have an issue with President Trump. And I was just curious what your top three reasons for you know, being so negative Trump, because I'll take the opposite side of that argument. And then you mentioned something about jobs, you know, and I think you were referencing illegal immigration. And I have, you know, just a personal experience in my neighborhood. I've lived here for 30 years. All the lawn guys used to be young white guys and young and older black men doing it. And now I'd say it's probably 90% illegals doing it because they'll do it for cheaper. They don't pay tax. And everybody wants to save a buck. So they're going to go with a guy that will do it for cheaper. So I don't know how you could make the comment earlier that.
Well, I don't know what comment. I don't know what comment you're referring to. Refresh my memory. I don't remember what I said.
Something like, oh, you know, Trump says people are coming in to take your jobs. And I just assumed you were referring to illegal immigration.
No, I wasn't.
And the well, you may not have been, but I'll comment on it anyway. Illegal immigration hits the minorities harder in our country. But not to go down deep on that. I was curious what your, because we're definitely on different sides of this. What do you take as such a negative against Trump to where you come out so against him all the time? I'm just really curious what I'm seeing that you're not seeing.
Yeah, I have said positive things about Trump. What I see is, and what is most offensive to me, is that people who are Trump loyalists refuse to accept reality. And so I feel like instinctively that it's like, as an independent, I just feel like it's my job to just, I'm going to point out these blatant moments when there are facts that are not represented by what the president says, and people support what the president says over the facts. From the very beginning, the largest crowd ever to see an inauguration, injecting yourself with bleach. You know, I mean, like, I could go on and on and on. And it bothers me that we're not honest enough, even with the politicians that we support. I said negative things about Barack Obama. I've said positive things about President Trump. President Trump every day starts to ignite or tries to ignite a fire. And so as a talk show host, it's easy to comment on those things. And this going out of the way to cater to his base really defies political history in that it is the candidates becoming more moderate during a campaign or during a re-election campaign that gets them re-elected. And the numbers are not there for President Trump's loyal base to re-elect him.
Scoot, every politician panders to their base. Obama did when he came out about the Ferguson incident with Michael Brown that turned out to be a fake narrative, it's false, and he came out negative on the police. He did that. You had Clinton, Hillary Clinton, come out and use some type of an Ebonics type of term to pander to her base. You have Joe Biden doing it today. If you're voting for Trump or whatever he said, you ain't black enough or whatever the hell the quote was. So every politician on the planet panders to their base. So don't be so easily offended by that. Why not talk about some of the more substantial things that Trump has done that really make a difference for our country? Forget about the bleach. Forget about the lying about how many.
Well, why should we forget about those things?
Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Go ahead.
Okay. So why worry about what he says about the rallies? Who cares? All politicians have their little idiotic moments like those. Let's talk about how he reduced business regulations. Let's talk about how he reduced corporate taxes to make our businesses more competitive on the world stage. We had sky-high corporate taxes. Now we're competitive for the first time in decades. Why don't we talk about how we battled China against unfair trade regulation or unfair trade policies that every single country in the world was on board with Trump on, including the idiot Chuck Schumer from New York, Senator. Why not talk about the opportunity zones that he did for the minority communities? They got virtually no press, but you can Google it and you can see all the black dignitaries in our country rallied around Trump saying what a great guy he is, didn't make CNN. Why not talk about prison reform that he got through? Why not talk about the funding for historically black colleges? Why not talk about protecting our borders against illegal immigration or how he engaged with North Korea on nukes? Why not talk about the substantial things rather than these crazy little things that, oh, he said he had more people at his rally than he really had? That doesn't matter as far as the successes of America and making America great again and keeping it great. Why not make it a real substantial show with comments that are, wow, look what this guy has really done for our country. Yeah, you might hate his style. He might be too egotistical. Get all of that. Keep in mind, Obama said every politician has an ego. Why do we get involved in the Jerry Springer type comments and not the substantial stuff?
You done?
I am complete. When I pause, it means
okay.
I'm done.
Okay. I can't forget about things that deal with integrity of character. When I talked about politicians becoming moderate, I was very specific when I said during campaigns and during re-election campaigns, politicians tend to be more moderate. That is what created the term compassionate conservative for George W. Bush. Bill Clinton became more moderate as he was trying to become president. George W. Bush, Barack Obama, President Trump is not. He's sticking to his base. To come out of nowhere and criticize NASCAR yesterday for banning the Confederate flag, this is a tactic that the president himself is distracting from all of those positive things that he's done. You should take this up with President Trump. You should talk to him about why does he do things every day that feeds the media and stirs things up when it distracts from some of the positive things that he's done. And many of the things that you mentioned, I agree with, because that's the conservative side of me. I'm socially liberal, but I am not a liberal. I'm very conservative when it comes to a lot of things. But, you know, in the minds of a lot of people, if I'm for same-sex marriage, I'm a liberal. Well, that's not true, because my support of same-sex marriage is based on the conservative ideology that we should have the government less involved in our personal lives. And I can't think anything more personal than the government being involved in who you can fall in love with and who you can marry. So I do recognize these things, but this is a talk show, Joe, and I talk about the top issues of the day, and every day President Trump is making something an issue, and I think you should really take it up with him.
I would just throw this in. You know, you say everybody goes moderate during an election. I think Joe Biden's going far left.
Well, if he is, it's not going to serve him. Okay, you can pick those things, but it's my point is it's not going to serve anybody well to go extreme right or extreme left. This is not the first election I've talked about, and I've noticed this over time. Now, once they get elected or get reelected, they go right back to their base. But I've never seen a candidate during a reelection pander so much to a specific base that doesn't have the numbers to reelect him. If President Trump is reelected, it's not going to be because of its base. It's going to be because of the moderate Republicans and Democrats who thought he was the better choice over Joe Biden.
Sure, that very well may be the case, but that, you know, he's the one that did get elected president when nobody thought he could. So I get your point completely.
If you listen to my show during the 2016 campaign, I talked a lot about why President Trump had why Donald Trump had a really good chance of winning, and all the things that were wrong with Hillary. And I talked about Hillary being status quo, having baggage, and at a time when America wanted change, she was the worst possible candidate the Democrats could put up. And Joe Biden is okay in some ways, but he's not a great, strong candidate for Democrats to field. And I think it really goes back to Tom Perez, who is the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. I think he's a terrible leader for the Democrats, and I think they have a lot of work to do.
Hey, keep in mind this also. I completely agree with the moderate views will get you elected more easily. However, society today is more on the fringe than it's ever been, hard left, hard right. So Biden was a moderate guy for his entire career.
All right, I have to get to a break here, Joe. I enjoyed our conversation, but let's also think about how we're divided because of, let's go back to the very beginning of our conversation, because that's the story. The story is not the moderates that really decide elections. The story is not the moderates who look at every issue independent based on the merits of the issue. The story is the far right, the far left, this or that. It's the story in the news. And again, I'm going to bring up this phrase that I've used earlier in the show. We should not be powerless victims of media manipulation, and we allow ourselves to be that. I'm Scoot. We'll be back, but I did enjoy our conversation. This is WWL. I don't know. You know, maybe they should redo this song. Maybe Beastie Boys or somebody should redo this song. You need to fight for your right to social distance. I mean, you could fight for your right to party, but let's social distance and wear masks. while we're partying. You know, we've been talking about this this characteristic term for a stereotypical type of woman called Karen. Ian Hoke talked about this earlier, and I just got another text saying that there are videos on YouTube about Karen. And this guy is, this text is saying, under the title of "I Don't Work Here." Anyway, you could look up Karen videos, and apparently, so Ian was telling me that he's kind of addicted to those videos. Here is a text that says, if they're protesting their voting, guarantee that. No, that's not true. But if you protest, you should vote. Here's a text about a call I had earlier. Hey, Scoot, when was the last time a 23-year-old repeatedly said, "Yes, sir"? Nathan, who was the caller, sounded like a respectful young man. Nathan did. And, you know, people don't have to say "sir" to me, but I respect that some people say that. A caller identified himself last week as an African-American who was calling in about some topic, and he kept calling me "sir." He said, "Yes, sir." And I said, "Well, you don't have to say that." He goes, "No, I do. My dad introduced me to your show. My dad's listening, and he'll give me hell when I get home tonight if I don't call you sir." So I don't want to discourage people from doing that, but, hey, you don't have to. From Slidell, Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, wait. We got a first-time caller. Ian, hang on. Ian, we got a first-time caller. We're going to give designation to the first-time caller. FTC. All right, Robert. Thanks for being an FTC.
I'm famous. Okay, great. All right. I'm calling on the comment of the relationship challenges through this COVID-19, and I'd like to comment on that. My wife is a nurse, and she came home on the middle part of March, and she had symptoms. I tried to take care of her as long as I could without a doctor, but we're in the shutdown mode at that point in time.
Uh-huh.
And right around the beginning of April, we had a virtual visit with our internist, and she suggested we need to go to the ER. And they had very strict protocol, and I pulled up, and they got two security guards, and the nurse comes out. "Who's coming?" I said, "My wife is coming out. She's got symptoms." "Okay, only she can come." And that's the last time I saw her for 14 days that she was in ICU for a COVID-19 wing. She didn't have to go into a intubated state with a respirator, but she had double pneumonia and all the rest of the symptoms. The day after she goes in, I have symptoms at home. So we sort of took that and ran with it a little bit. I was only down for 3 days, but I had to obviously stay home from my business for 14 days after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I had to go and get a test, and 14 days after saying I was positive, 14 more days after that. So, but my fever was only 100, her was 104. So,
wow, that's high.
They made a comment about the divorce rate rising during this time. Everybody's experience is different. And if anything, through the 34 years I've been married to my wife, this has just enriched our marriage. We ride together every morning to work, because I work one exit above her, and I drop her off at her clinic that she works at. I won't mention the names. But it's just when she stays home one day and I'm by myself going to work, it's the emptiness.
Hmm. That's great.
So we have been enriched through this thing, and we don't take advantage. We never did take advantage of our relationship over the 34 years we've married, with three children and putting them through college and yada, 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 sacrificing, but it's worth it. I just want to comment on that. And as I mentioned early in the conversation, everybody's situation is different, that they have to split up through this. But I had a positive experience. And
good. Are you guys doing okay health-wise? Are you and your wife doing okay health-wise?
Beg your pardon?
Are you guys doing okay health-wise?
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's been back to work 6 weeks, and I've been back to work a little bit longer. She had to stay home another month after that, but she's still has some symptoms of fatigue, obviously, with the double pneumonia issue.
Right.
And,
Robert, I've got to get to a break here, but I really loved hearing your story, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to how this pandemic has brought them closer together. So sounds like you've got a really great, solid marriage, and I appreciate the call.
No, thank you, sir.
All right. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back on WWL. Hey, that's the thought I'm living with. Things can only get better, even though they actually could get a little worse. Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick coming up next. I wrote a blog that answers the question. I posted a video on my Facebook page earlier today, and I talked about Justin Timberlake being from Tennessee and what Justin Timberlake said about taking down statues, Confederate-era statues. And I had some people comment, who cares what Justin Timberlake says? Well, I have an answer for that. It's in the blog. It's posted on our website, WWL.com. I'll post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page after the show. Also, join me on Instagram and YouTube. All of these are an extension of my radio show here on WWL, AMFM, and radio.com. And let's see. Here is a quick update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. The question is, who are the bigger crybabies? Those who wear masks or those who refuse to wear masks? 67% say the bigger crybabies are those who refuse to wear masks. 33% say those who wear masks. You can still give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm a poll commissioner for the Democrat-Republican presidential primary this Saturday. Estimated voter turnout from the clerk of courts is 2%. That's embarrassing. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of our show. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have a lot to talk about. Never planned it so far in advance. We just always kind of just pick up on what's going on at the time. And I love when you join us every afternoon, even if we don't always agree. I'm Scoot. Thanks for being part of our show. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.